Podcast, the show that explores your hard questions on missions, theology, and practice to help goers think and thinkers go. Hey, we're here again live from the Radius Missiology Conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yes.
Was the inflection right that time?
I think you got it.
Okay, cool. And we're at Bethlehem Baptist Church.
The joke, it never gets old, Alex.
It never gets old. It gets old. And we're here with a new friend, Jim Jordan, congressman from Ohio, or not quite?
Not quite.
Okay. Well, tell us who you are, Jim, and why we're talking to you here today.
Sure. So my name is Jim Jordan. I work with Training Leaders International, and I work with our formal training team. So we do formal theological training overseas for the sake of the local church.
So when I think of Training Leaders International, we've talked a bit. Darren Carlson's a friend of ours.
Had him on the show multiple times. Yeah. Birthplace here. Birthed out of this church.
I texted him about sports last night even. When I think of Training Leaders International, I especially think of like the informal modular training,
right,
a place where there is no training.
Yep.
But what you're doing is a little bit more formal. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So places where we've done non-formal training, there are needs for a more formalized theological training in which local church leaders have seen, you know, we've got some really young guys that could use something more like a seminary, but we don't want to send them overseas. We want to do it here in our own local context, in our own language, but we don't exactly know how to do that.
Right.
So we come alongside those guys and help them figure out how can you capture the vision that God has for you for pastoral training, do it within the context of the local church in a way that's theologically robust and gives these young guys the kind of training that they need to be set up for success for a lifelong ministry.
So you were sharing with me earlier, we were talking about one of the speakers who's zooming in or whatever they're using to bring him here, Harshit Singh, working out of India.
Yep.
He's someone you're working with. What would that look like, for instance, in his setting?
Yeah, so Harshit approached us to help him figure out how to actually start a church-based seminary. So those guys have been doing amazing work with discipling young guys and people who have an aptitude for evangelism, discipleship, have a real love for the Lord. Harshit and his group really know how to disciple those guys well, to give them ministry training, to walk with them through what it looks like to lead a church. But the thing that he felt like they couldn't do on their own yet was walk them through systematic theology and give them a robust New Testament survey and then exegesis classes. So we came alongside Harshit and his guys to help them figure out how can they start a church-based intentional discipleship kind of seminary in a way that would give them that robust theological training alongside the discipleship that they were already doing.
So let me drill in on one of those things that you mentioned. You mentioned going in and teaching something like systematic theology, right? So coming in and teaching that is not necessarily a popular idea, right? There's this tendency, this temptation to think, well, that's this old model, that's Western, that's going to impose these categories, these forms of logic on an indigenous theology, right? And it's going to be less authentic. You know, we should move away from the systematic, more towards the biblical, more towards the contextualized. So,
right.
but we would agree, I think you would agree, you know, systematic theology still matters, right? So how do you approach that, since that's something you mentioned?
Sure. It's basically the idea of you have to start somewhere. We have 2,000 years worth of church history as they've been thinking about how do we understand God, who He is, understand the Bible, what is the church, and we can't just throw that away. Mm-hmm. Now, is it going to be more Western in the approach? Sure it is, but we can't, and we're going to contextualize the best we can. But the idea is that 30 years from now, the guys that we're training, we're hoping are going to be writing theologies in India. They're going to be the ones who will be professors at schools like this. We're just there to try to help get them started, expose them to what's been done in the West, contextualize it the best we can. But the long-term vision is, of course, for an indigenous theology, indigenous pastors, professors who are going to be leading these institutions.
So here we're at this conference where a lot of the talk and emphasis has been on ecclesiology and the marriage of ecclesiology and missiology. And that's why we like Radius. I feel like they resonate a lot with that passion and that drive. you know, we see in America, and I know it's not intentional. I mean, both of us have, all three of us have been to seminary. And you can understand why seminaries become the driver in the sense of, like, these are your mentors. You're being mentored by them. You're learning theology from them. But the a problem, as I see it at least, and I don't want to speak for either of you, is that, like, down the road, it ends up being sometimes seminary leadership becomes even more important than local church leadership.
And people and to correct the record, I graduated from the Seminary of Hard Knocks. So, just so we're clear on that. So,
yeah. Well, you know, I was going to say that's just legitimate, but it is not.
I'm just going to leave, guys. Yeah. I don't need to be here.
That was a good way to.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We're live. Oh, this is live broadcasting for you.
Yes, this is top notch. You see the real
high level production.
So one of the things that I hear you saying, and here we're at Bethlehem. They have their own seminary out of the base of the local church. As we think for the future, what are you seeing, or what are you wanting to see happen that keeps local church ministry kind of at the forefront of seminary education?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why we prefer to partner with local churches as they look at starting formal theological institutions. That's one of the ways that I think that we can be most strategic. When we work with a local church that is already doing discipleship with guys that, you know, are aspiring for pastoral ministry, we keep the local church at the center. So seminaries are okay. But it's not the primary means by which God is furthering his kingdom in the world. God is using the local church. And I think any seminary needs to exist in order to best serve local churches. So at TLI, as we're looking at starting new schools, one of the things that we want to focus on is how can we help serve local churches? And I think one of the ways we can best do that is by partnering with a local church to start institutions that are based in local churches. Now, there are some different ways that you can do that,
right?
But I think one of the places where I've seen Western theological education struggle and even at times fail is in character development. Mm. It's in applied ministry.
Right.
When I graduated, from my master's degree, I didn't feel like I was ready to pastor.
Right.
I did not have the tools, the experience, the skills that were really required. And I think it's because I was at an institution that was disconnected from the local church.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I think that we want to avoid as we're looking at helping local leaders start schools around the world. We want a very strong, intentional discipleship connection with the local church.
Well, we are very thankful for TLI.
Yeah.
We appreciate your partnership. If you're involved in theological education, I encourage you to come to ABW. He hosts every other year a Theological Educators Conference. And, of course, you met some of our team there this last year.
Right.
And if you want to find out more of this content that's going to be going on throughout the whole conference, you can go to missionspodcast.com/radius. And if you sign up there, it's 33% off. Plus, for $10, they can get access to the panel we're going to be doing in a little bit.
Right. In just a little while at 12:30 Central Time, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, if you use that link and purchase a $10 pass to the live stream, you'll be able to see our panel on stage in the main auditorium with Brad Buser, Wayne Chen, Chad Vegas, and Paul Davis as well.
ABW Make sure president. You get that one right.
Yeah. He'll never see this. So we're excited for that. And so thank you guys for watching. We'll see you again soon.